Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we have Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it's we're having a cold wave up here too. It's well, the weather's so erratic everywhere around the world. It's amazing how erratic it really is, and record being set virtually every day. Wanted to read something here about the coronavirus. Irrefutable. The coronavirus was engineered by scientists in a lab using well-documented genetic engineering vectors that leave behind a fingerprint. Every virology lab in the world that has run a genomic analysis of the coronavirus now knows that it was engineered by human scientists. The proof is in the virus itself. The tools for genetic insertion are still present as remnants, in the genetic code. Since these unique gene sequences don't occur by random chance, they're proof that the virus was engineered by scientists in a lab, and obviously they had a level 4 bio lab right there in Wuhan, and I read also they actually had another one. So they had two of them down in there. Have you heard anything from the latest on that at all, Larry?
Well, not really. Hal Turner, his latest says that World Health Organization is implying that the global spread of the virus from China is descending China into a chaos and civil troubles. And also as the coronavirus apparently is going all across China.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's not what mainstream media or American media is saying at all. They're basically blowing it off as no big deal.
Yeah, we just had a case in Wisconsin here that is confirmed. And there are a whole bunch of other states that now have confirmed cases, but the one here in Wisconsin, they said, was very weak. They didn't even hospitalize him. They just sent him home. Well, maybe they don't realize that everybody he came in contact with now is probably at least infected. Now, whether they will actually come down with it, I guess nobody knows. But, you know, what's interesting about the Chinese and the Chinese government, and I want to get into that a little bit, because same thing in California. As I've said a number of times, you can give the finger to the Lord only so long before he responds. And California's been doing that right along. And China has, too. China's arresting Christians. They're taking down churches. They're taking down the Ten Commandments, and they're putting up Z's words of wisdom. And at the same time, all this has been hardening and going contrary to Christianity. Four plagues, here's a headline, four plagues are marching across Asia simultaneously. Coronavirus, African swine fever, H5N1 bird flu, and H1N1 swine flu. Do you suppose this is part of that, payback?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, I was thinking, you know, one of the old movies years ago, the series 24 with Jack Bauer.
Yes.
You remember whenever a terrorist or some type of biological weapon got out, You know how they blocked it and they closed everybody off and they traced everybody that people had came into contact with? It don't appear we're doing any of that.
If we're doing it, we're doing very little of it. And, of course, as we've mentioned to everybody, you know, China said they'd lock down the airport, and we proved conclusively they never did lock it down, and they still haven't locked it down. And these vectors, what you call vectors, these airplanes go to international airports or other airports around the world, and then people get off those flights, get onto other flights, and so this is how the thing is spread. And it's amazing to me that the news coming out of there is being clamped down here is virtually being, I guess we're being told these are fairy tales and conspiracy theories that thousands upon thousands of Chinese people are in fact perishing on the streets and maybe even in their homes. And it just makes you know. I know Hal Turner has published a really scary one. And let me swing down there if I can find it. you know, when you want
there's so much news on it.
While
you're looking for that, I wanted to mention that I got some of this Detol today, Dettol. And I got it through Amazon. It comes out of, it's made in Jakarta, Indonesia, and it is effective against coronavirus, human coronavirus. And what's interesting is how did they get the jump on us over here to already have solutions that combat coronavirus? And also I'm hearing that Asia actually has some medications that may really help in that illness.
Yeah, I think if people would just use regular common sense, and I've mentioned Dr. Schultz. He goes under the website of HerbDoc, D-O-C, .com on the web, and he has some really, really powerful stuff. And I've used it a number of times before. And, you know, it's the first time you start coming down with the sniffles or anything. If you grab a hold of his Echinacea Plus, virtually by the next morning, you're fine again. Or at the very least, it will curtail the severity of it. He's got a number of things that people really should go look at. And colloidal silver. Waterize, it comes in quartz, it's not cheap, but likewise, it will really help you. There's a number of things people can do and take to build their immune system back up. And let me see if I'm still scrolling. There's so much stuff here on what's going on in China. And it's amazing how much death is going on. Virus completely out of control, killing tens of thousands every day. Government is covering it up. Now, this is from Turner, and I believe he's probably more accurate than the others, and we're getting some more indications that what he's saying is more or less true. Now, he may be over-exaggerating slightly. The other point I wanted to make is the flu virus in America kills about 10, I think it was the 2019-2020 system so far, with just flu, has killed 10,000 Americans already. So you've got the normal flu killing people, let alone this kind of a thing. The other thing I read, Larry, that was interesting is that the Asians are much more, how do I say, susceptible to this coronavirus, and it hits them much, much harder than it may the American people. However, you got to remember, this was a bioweapon. This is a weaponized virus, and we don't really know what it's going to do to the American people. And I agree with Hal Turner that people really should start thinking about not traveling quite as often as they did, staying away from large crowds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it says yesterday more cities inside China have been put under travel restrictions. It's up to 22 now. Over 80 million people are in quarantine. And then I read an article where they said they even cut off the water supply in one of those gated military checkpoints, so you can't get out. In fact, they killed a woman who tried to flee. They shot her dead. And you may remember some of those movies we watched. That's exactly what they did do. In fact, they bombed a whole town, wiped it off the face of the map with everybody in it. In one of those movies, I can't remember, Outbreak or one of those. So this could be getting really, really serious, but we're not being told over here in the United States. We're being told what authorities want to tell us. So like Turner and others have said, Mike Adams from Natural News, we probably won't know for another week and a half to 2 weeks whether they've got it beat here and it's not going to affect us that much, or whether this thing is going to spread rapidly and be as deadly as the flu virus or maybe even more. It says here the media's silence about what is presently taking place in China and elsewhere is almost a crime against humanity. The general public is being left blissfully unaware that the single most deadly outbreak of disease in more than 100 years is spreading like wildfire around the globe because a virus laboratory in Wuhan, China, accidentally released a military bioweapon it was working on. So, not good news. And a lot of dead bodies, I guess. They're burning. Did you read this, Larry? They're burning hundreds every day.
Yeah, I saw that. They're cremating them. There's no burials of any kind. Cremation immediately.
Well, it reminds me of the vision that Red Elk had about what happened on the East Coast in the future to us, but maybe this year, maybe next year, and which thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, he thought, from the eastern states were shipped out to the auroras, you know, the Badlands, basically, and they were burning them out there. I don't know whether that'll come true. I hope it doesn't, but we're in for it, folks. You can't do what we're doing and get away with it. A house divided absolutely must and will fall. And after this impeachment business, and I want to get back to that. We can get back into the coronavirus here shortly. But here's some, there's so much news on here, and I copy it and bring it over.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to scroll down through it. UN chief warning that the wind of madness is sweeping globe. Proves true after U.S. Democrat leader has her mind blown out of her head and talking about what Pelosi did. I suppose most of you probably out there listening watched Pelosi rip up the State of the Union address that Trump had just given. And this is an incredible insult, not to Trump. Trump's already told everybody out in America, they're not after me, they're after you. And when I saw that, I thought, you know, she's probably not really ripping up Trump's speech. What she's ripping up is the Constitution of the United States. And what she's doing is declaring an act of war against the American people. What do you think, Larry?
Oh, well, I agree. And interestingly, Yahoo was posting this morning also said Nancy Pelosi broke protocols and civil tradition on her introduction of the President of the United States. As she said, the introduction of Trump, she failed to use the words honor and privilege in his introduction. And so this is a total contemptuous act. It's an act of war. I mean, anybody can talk about it and like McConnell today, play it down, but it's obvious. You don't have to make it up, but, you know, now telling the American people that is probably a different story. Hey, I wanted to pass it on, too. I got an interesting note today from email from somebody that lives in Florida, and they said, you know what, after watching Pelosi at the State of the Union, said, I used to go around using the term BS. Now, that's just, you know what I mean. She actually said the words. And she said, but you know what, I finally gave that up. I don't have to do that anymore. Every time I step in something or trip anymore, I just holler, Pelosi.
Yeah, I know. Well, the polite term is male bovine droppings. Pence on Pelosi. I wasn't sure if she was ripping up the speech or ripping up the Constitution. Now, this is from the Vice President of the United States, and I had not seen this when it flashed across my mind that this is what she was doing, that she is openly, and the Democrats are openly, and Schiff and Schumer and all these communists, and that's my opinion. I think they are full-fledged core communists, and this is a communist insurgency, and now they're mad because they didn't get their way. And this now leads us into a very dangerous period for the United States, because if they can't get rid of Trump legally, if they can't beat him or think they can't beat him on an election, then what? What have they got left? I think we can all figure that one out. And I do remember the Simpsons, which very, very prophetic in many of their, the cartoon, The Simpsons. And there was one there with Trump in a coffin, and it looked like possibly Hillary was the president. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if you've got it in front of you, but Alex Cuppett sent out a new word experience that Brother Bob had last night after that the State of the Union. I don't know if you've got it in front of you, but it's interesting wording.
Well, tell us. I don't have it in front of me, no.
Oh, I can't tell you. I've just read it, and I sent you a copy. And
okay.
I don't have any notes.
Probably not too good, though, right?
No, it's. I think the title's Alex Cuppett, Brother Bob's Vision, or New Experience, something like that should be the title on it.
Hmm. Well, I have to look for it. We got a little time. Stan Deo and Holly probably have one of the better websites if you want to find earth changes and other information. They have a ton of information on their website, and they update it very frequently. I just wanted to read some of this for people who don't think that the climate and the weather are not changing. At least 33 killed by two avalanches in Turkey, including many rescue workers. Multi-day severe weather threat to put 35 million Americans at risk across the south. Storm could bring biggest snowfall of the season to several U.S. cities. Temperature in Denver fell off the cliff. Snow moved in amid weather roller coaster ride. And she says she can vouch for it because they live not very far from it. Over 500 Denver International Airport flights canceled and delayed. Tael volcano update, 223 earthquakes rocked Tael, and they warn of another sudden eruption. Northeast to experience weather whiplash as winter storms roll back spring-like warmth. Summer snow on peaks in South Island, New Zealand. This is snow in their summertime. GOP bill will seek to commit U.S. and planting 3.3 billion trees a year. Well, that's a good thing. Rare sea fog shrouds Western Australia's Perth coastline. Hundreds now trapped at a resort after widespread flooding washes away the roads. Ocean swallowing homes on Harbor Island, South Carolina. The sea and the waves roaring. Remember what, and we haven't even begun to see what that's going to be when we roll into this thing. Anyway, have you got anything more from Barry at all?
Let's see if I've got any notes handy. He's been working on this, the Ibrahim, what he calls the Ibrahim asteroid. And,
yes.
We're, you know, he's working codes on that, but he's also been enlarging his codes on the coronavirus and linking into it in the Torah wording of bats and the genetics of snakes involved both.
Mm-hmm. Well, snakes would be appropriate. Knowing who the over controller is, or the overlord is, to our matrix here. Trump's peace plan would double the size of Palestinian territory and give them a capital in East Jerusalem. Now, since they kind of announced that, hasn't there been some kind of open warfare over there?
Well, the news out of the Middle East today is the fact that the Ayatollah has now called on a jihad against Israel and is asking for missile attacks to begin on Israel. So that's where we are.
Well, I know they're going. There's going to be a war. I don't think there's any question. We know there is. We got Isaiah 17. We've got Daniel 8. We've got Ezekiel 38, 39. I know some people include, I think it's Psalm 83. That's not really a war. That's an attitude that brings a war. Let us cut Israel off from being a nation. Let's drive her into the sea. That's it's kind of the same hatred that Pelosi and the Democrats have for Trump and the American people. They hate the American people, folks. Trump was absolutely right when he said, they're not after me. They are after you. And they fully intend to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And now we've got this ordeal, if you want to call it that, for the Democrats anyway, in the Iowa caucus, which I believe was the apps were engineered by Clinton and company, and probably to bring down Bernie and Biden. So they're making way for Hillary. That's my take on it. What do you think, Larry, on that? I think Hillary will, although I thought there was a deadline that they had to announce for presidency. But it's so lawless now, she could probably come in at the last week.
Oh, yeah. And they're even talking about John Kerry now, talking about he may throw his hat in the ring. Stuart, when was the last time we knew that the Democrats followed any laws, any protocols, any rules? They are lawless, Stuart.
Yeah, they are. And unfortunately, we got a lot of Republicans that are likewise lawless. And what you're watching, folks, as I've said before, is the matrix. You're watching the winding down of this matrix, this age, and we're soon going to be going into the next age, and we're in that transition period. Any more news on the Planet X and the inbound, Larry? I mean, the earthquakes are going like gangbusters. Volcanoes are going off all over the place. Any more news on that you know of?
Well, we're watching closely on that. Matter of fact, I sent you a new video from Danoon with Israeli
yes.
News Live, talking about he was linking up the Book of Enoch as the prophecies
yep.
of what he called Planet X and the two witnesses. Now, I haven't been able to watch that fully yet, but I think I've will post that. But there's a lot of data beginning to leak out on this. And matter of fact, you know, we've talked on the show about some of the information coming out from this, apparently this Israeli scientist. And Augusto says that he's really dug into this, and a lot of this data seems to be accurate.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know from the scripture that the destroyer is on the way. It's described in Isaiah. It's described in the book of Revelation. And, you know, the great dragon, and if you go into Chinese lore, I believe a lot of that is a reference to the destroyer that came through. And they don't even know what it is. They don't. That's what it says in the book of the Colburn. They've never seen anything like it. It's not a comet. It's not a planet. It's something very strange and very different. Now, the book of the Colburn claims it is the Lord himself, and that's part of him and his entourage. There's a material side to things, and there's a spiritual side to things. And when you look at something of that nature, you've got to look at the spiritual side of it as well, which would be the Lord. And he's using the physical side of it to do the destruction. Here's another very interesting one in view of the prophecies about the East Coast. Admiral warns America's East Coast is no longer a safe haven thanks to Russian submarines. Increased Russian sub activity means that the Navy no longer views sailing off the East Coast or across the Atlantic to be uncontested. Remember World War II, Larry, how that happened in World War II?
Yes, dear,
with German subs. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you're exactly right. And what's so interesting, you know, we remember the Red October movie and the book by Clancy. But yes. Do you remember what happened before this warning came out? We had a very mysterious apparent submarine launch of a missile off the coast of east coast of Florida that nobody could explain.
Yeah, and here's some other little stories that go with this. This is a senior U.S. Navy officer says his service no longer considers the East Coast as uncontested area. That's quite a warning coming from an admiral. And then remember the headlines. Russia sends 10 subs into the North Atlantic in a drill unprecedented in size since the Cold War. So you've got all of this going on, folks. We're being encircled, and the press is worthless, including Fox News. You can't believe just about anything anybody tells you anymore. You have the Bible, and the Bible alone, and unfortunately, a good share of our prophetic people don't even know who America is, nor will they admit it even if you tell them and show them 100-some-odd parameters. Well, it doesn't mean what it says. Well, unfortunately, it means exactly what it says. So anyway, any final word, Larry? On Friday, we'll get into this much more in depth.
Well, I would just tell people to keep a heads up. And like you said, it's very interesting that, we're getting so much conflicted information. But at the same time, Breaking Israel News says that Obama's shadow diplomacy, the one meddling in the 2020 Israeli election, as Obama attempts to defeat Netanyahu.
Yep. They're going after Trump. They're going after Netanyahu. I think they know what all of this means. And Deep State just does not want to relinquish control of the world. And so they're just going to keep going with it. Anyway, I guess my last word to everybody is heads up. Curtail your travel when it comes to big cities, And when it comes to going into large crowds, we won't know because of the 14-day incubation period. We're not going to know right away. Anyway, thanks for everybody for listening. Take care. Heads up, your redemption draweth nigh. Thanks a lot, Larry. Take care, everyone.